This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, interesting enough, we've heard of people leaving their fortunes to unexpected people, things you wouldn't, you know, have any idea that they'd be even interested in, leaving all their money to charity. I don't know if you guys saw this too. Jeff Goldblum's one of those guys that said he's not leaving any money to his kids. They have to find their own way. How do you guys feel about that? You've worked your ass off. You finally have, you know, FU money, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And you've set your family up, but he feels like for them to be good people and to get it, that they have to make their own way.
Man doesn't take care of his family isn't a man. That's crap.
Yeah. Yep. I that's kind of how I feel. But like,
I mean, it's disgraceful, seriously.
Well, here's one for you. Chinese woman leaves $2.8 million fortune to her pets after she claimed children never visited her. Now, that's a very cold and heinous thing to do. If they weren't visiting you, I get it, but the hell are your pets going to do with it? Do they get a card? Do they take them to PetSmart and they can get whatever they want? Like, what? How does that work when you leave your money to your dogs? Do the dogs go to someone and then they control the money to buy it for them? Because I've never been in a checkout line and seen a dog in there buying something.
It's just, how that's even allowed is beyond me. So these are legal documents that are drawn up. I mean, this guy, come on.
Yeah, like, I get it. If you want somebody to adopt your dogs and then you leave money for them, like, hey, this is take care of my dogs for the rest of their lives.
Leave it to charity. If you don't want to give it to your kids, leave it to charity.
So the inheritance is now under the administration of local veterinary clinic due to the legal constraints that prohibit direct bequest to animals in China. Miss Liu expressed a desire to leave her entire estate to her pets, but this is not legally permissible in the country. Additionally, she was reportedly angry with her children for not visiting her even when she was sick. Well, I get it, Mrs. Liu, but it does seem kind of silly. And China, I think they got it right. You shouldn't leave. Like, it doesn't make any sense. No. Somebody else is going to have to take care of the dogs with that money. And whatever, I'm rambling. Let's go to this Texas mom. She's a real sweetheart. Now, you think about all the different things you can buy and sell on social media. Pregnant woman took to Facebook to sell her baby to the highest bidder and shook down adoptive parents. Pregnant 21-year-old Texas woman tried to sell her unborn baby to the highest bidder. Juniper Bryson. Juniper, what a lovely name. Posted in September on a group for adoptive parents looking for adoptive parents for her baby before she's given birth. One of her alleged marks was Wendy Williams, who responded to the post, signed legal paperwork to adopt the baby, and traveled to the hospital for the birth. But at maternity ward, she learned the adoption was a scam. Oh, I just got a picture of this lovely lady trying to sell. I can't believe this gal. I can't believe she tried to sell her baby on social media. Come on. Come on.
Wow. And
by the way, I retweeted this if people want to see it. See the picture of her. She's got a nice little heart tattoo under her eye. She's got a tattoo on her chin.
Clearly, we both like tattoos. We both have plenty of tattoos. I don't get.
I just don't get it because it's like people would always say that when you get tattoos and obviously your skin stretches out, you get older, they look awful. I don't know about like it's on your face.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not faulting you if that's what you want, but it's almost like, hey, I ran out of ideas. Let's do this.
Hey, what's Post Malone going to like at 80?
Oh, he's tired. At least he'll know.
Says
it
that.
It's right underneath his eyes. I mean, it's just crazy. And this lady, In reality, Bryson had spent the last days of her pregnancy shopping the unborn baby around online and demanding cash payments from would-be parents, waiting for the highest bidder in exchange for her son. And by the way, I don't like to look at someone and you know, try to stereotype them or anything.
Go ahead.
I don't know if that baby's going to have a drug problem coming out because she doesn't look like she's okay.
May have one now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Here, I got another picture of her. Would you like to see her with blue-green hair? It's like, come on, man. What a piece of work here. You can go check it out online. Let's get to this last story because if you thought we had crazy thus far, we haven't. This is the stuff where we get World of Stupid and why it gets its name. And here we go. I'm a mom to 8 dolls. Okay, you hear that?
I heard.
Dolls.
Dolls.
Real doll?
No, not even those. Those even look more alive than these dolls. I'll show you the picture of the dolls. And I know there's some people that have these weird fascinations. And like we've talked about people falling in love with inanimate objects. Easier for me to say. Eminem. This story, though, the cosplay lover had originally wanted to use the doll as a prop, but began to feel attached to her. So she breastfeeds these dolls.
How is that possible?
How? Over the last year, Kelly has grown her collection to 8 and says she has spent around $2,000 on them. She used to breastfeed the younger dolls, but now she bottle feeds them. I mean, they're older. You can't just do that for the rest of their lives. Are you kidding me? Making milk from flour and water. Kelly, a content creator from Long Island. Just shoot her into the damn sun. What are we doing here? I've been wanting to be a mom since I was 8. Then have sex, lady, and you can be one. I got attached to her as if she was an adopted child. Suddenly, I was spending clothes for her and a bed. They are comforting. I'm living my truth of the life I want as if I was a mom. Guess what, Kelly? You can go on vacation and you don't have to find a babysitter for your dolls because they're dolls, not kids. The hell? Like, how is this not crazy that someone's trying to breastfeed a doll?
That is crazy. Come on. Make your mother.
Come on.
It's like, if I come in a jumpsuit, doesn't mean I'm an astronaut. It's like, come on.
But wait, there's more.
No.
It was cool that they look like a real baby. It appeals that they look realistic. How about getting a real one? If you're going to, actually, you know what?
There's one in Texas. So get that one.
Get it. Actually, I think she's better off with the mom she has than this crazy ass broad. She said, I have a routine. I make them breakfast and get them all dressed. Are they all members of the Clean Play Club too? Do they eat everything all gone like good boys and girls? I mean, come on. What is this? This is the world we live in. You got the damn vote today.
And if you make fun of her, you'll probably be canceled.
I'm not done yet. She puts movies on for them. We're nearly done with a Disney marathon. Well, let me ask them how they enjoyed it. Why aren't they talking? They're not real, lady. What's wrong with you? That's your World of Stupid.
Thank you very much. Sprint of Freeze joins us at 7:45. But on the other side, the trade deadline is 4 p.m. this afternoon. Do you think we'll wake it up tomorrow talking about new players wearing purple and black? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he always brings stuff to me if it's something that's real and legitimate. He communicates really, really well with that. We'll just see where it goes. I mean, it's about 24 hours now till that. So now's the time, and we'll see if something unfolds. But right now, from my perspective, I'm just thinking about the game plan against Cincinnati and focusing on that.
John Harbaugh there. He's all ready for Cincinnati, guys.
I'm ready for Cincinnati, too.
So is Bill Belichick.
Yeah. I'm ready for the Natty.
Moving on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati. On to
That's the right. I forgot about that. Trade deadline coming up on us. Do you think we're going to wake up tomorrow, Jeremy, and find some new Ravens?
Well, I mean, you'd have to do it by this afternoon, so I think we'd know. But unless you're going to bed early, you should know tonight what they've done. But like,
people are
going
to be watching the election.
I got you.
They're not paying attention to that.
But the thing is, with this, there was a rumor that the Ravens are in on J.C. Horn with the Panthers. Hell, trade as many times with the Panthers as you can because they don't know what the hell they're doing. But again, you and I, we were all talking about this. I don't think the issue is cornerbacks here. I think it's pass rush. I think it's getting to the quarterback. And now they're blitzing more, which, okay, maybe it solves the problem initially. But the more and more you're doing that on tape, that's why I think the Lions, the more and more teams see them without Aiden Hutchinson, you might figure something out along the way on how to attack them. and set things up. But yeah, trade deadline's huge. I think they do make a move. I hope it's for a pass rusher, but anything
you know
makes
what's
the
funny?
Team better.
We've all heard the term, a good pass rush makes secondary better. I've never heard anyone say a good secondary makes a pass rush better.
Never.
Ever. Even when there's coverage sacks, like they had this week, this past. They had coverage sacks.
That's all they say. It's like, oh, it was a coverage sack. But it's once in a while. The pass rush throughout the entire game makes your cornerbacks better. It's the one place where you can still put your hands outside of on their face wherever you want. You can't touch the corner, the receiver the way you want. You can't check them the way you want. It's downfield. They'll throw a flag if there's any contact. So, like, with pass rushers, there's nothing they can do except chip them, send two guys their way.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you open it up for other people. You're making other people better. I'm with you, though. I would love to get a pass rusher, Jeremy, but I don't know. I think between trading for a wide receiver and now the talks of trading for a corner, I don't think either a pass rusher is available or worth the price that it's going to cost.
It might
to get
be
them.
That. And first, they have any money. So if you're going to get a pass rusher, you're going to have to get a bargain pass rusher like a Clowney.
And why?
Because they need money.
But I'm just saying, why would you do that?
Well, if you got to improve. So, but I mean, the problem is, I just think that, think about this, too. Who's the best cornerback in the league? Surtain?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a choice between him, TJ Watt. Who do you pick?
Watt every
single
time.
Of course, because I can avoid Surtain. I don't have to throw his way. Mm-hmm. I can't avoid him.
That's probably the best point. Like, with all the things I said, Ed one-upped me with that because that's essentially what I was trying to say, but it took him 4 seconds to say it, and it took me about 2 minutes. But yeah, I mean, look, that's the whole point of this. Like, finding the right team and making that move, and if it is, like, I just saw, who was it that just traded for another pass rusher, and they gave up like a 6th-round pick. It's not a name you know, but it's like, okay, they're out there wheeling and dealing. The other reason I want to see them make a trade right now, I honestly want them to show me that they are willing to move top-end picks when they feel like the time is right. I understand the value of it, but there also has to be a time where you say, F the value, we're going for it this year. And that's what I'd like to
see. Baring Browning.
Yeah.
Baring Browning from the Broncos.
That's right.
Chase was 6th-rounder.
Mm-hmm. So, like, again, I don't know that anybody
else knew
that name. It's not a household name in the NFL. But, again, somebody trying to make a move to better their team. It's kind of weird to see the Broncos moving a player, right?
Yeah.
But I think they know who they are.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, I don't know how many snaps. He's a former 3rd-round draft pick. I've never heard of him before. Out of Ohio State. Only 25. Be 26 in February. I'm trying to look at the stats this year. He has no sacks this year. Last year, he had 4.5. Year before last, he has 5. So 9 for his career. Maybe they feel like he fits better with what they do.
Yeah. And the other thing that you don't know is guys' contract situations. Does the team have somebody behind him that they think is... Are they going to let him walk, and then this guy's going to slide in? We've seen that happen before.
Interesting you say that, because he's a 3rd-round draft pick in his 4th year, so this is the contract year.
So somebody else is like, hey, let's get something for him. We may not sign him in the offseason.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Rosedale, get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing
good.
Well. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you.
Will the Ravens make any defensive moves before the trade deadline today? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Again, they've been rumored. Jeremy, you said with a cornerback.
I saw the J.C. Horn rumor. Again, rumors are just that. Mm-hmm. And again, on social media, you don't know who's getting legitimate information and not. The blue check mark means nothing anymore. But, yeah, there was an outlet that had that up there that the Ravens have been contacting.
Joe Horn's son.
Yeah.
South Carolina Gamecocks. So that's why it's not going to happen, because he doesn't get
South Joe Horn do. Is it the cell phone?
Yeah, the cell phone. Hit the cell phone in the
goalpost.
Yeah.
He only had one Gamecock, and he traded him away.
Still, my favorite thing about that is that people don't know if that cell phone had been there for like 6 weeks. Like, they don't know when you put it in there.
No.
Like, he couldn't have scored a touch. Did he have him in both end zones?
Had to.
I guess.
Yeah. I would assume he had to. Yeah.
It was a flip phone, too. That's how long ago it was.
That's right, it was. I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, boy. But look, there's. I think the other thing that you really want to keep your eye on, too, is what types of move, if any, do the Steelers make? Are you watching Kansas City and Buffalo, the other teams, and Houston, the teams that you think you're going to be competing with in the AFC playoffs? So I'll be keeping my eye on that. But again, I think we get some movement today, and I think there's probably one big surprise maybe not Ravens related, but another team making a big splash.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed, who is the one team in the AFC that you don't want to see make a move? And what move would that be?
If the one team in the AFC I don't want to see
to make a move. Make a move. Like to improve the roster. And what move would that be?
In the AFC. I don't know. I mean, other than the Ravens, you mean? Chiefs? I mean, they got an embarrassment of riches now.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to see them make anything to improve that team anymore. The defense is rock solid over there. So I guess the only thing I could say is I wouldn't want to see the Chiefs add anything to that roster because it's been hard. They've been the hardest out in the NFL for the last 5 years. So I think that'd be them.
D-Hop had two last night, right?
Two, yeah.
Yeah, two touchdowns, and it's his first kind of like, I know he's had a couple of catches, but now you see his talent, and all you have to do is trust him. He's not getting the separation he once got, but those hands are still there.
Yeah, they are. They are. That one in traffic was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous. Joe just told me there's rumors that the Chiefs have in for another move. I didn't quite hear him. I'm sure when he gets off the phone, he'll let me know exactly what he said. But I don't want the Chiefs to do anything else.
Yeah,
that's what I said. They're hard to beat now. If they add, it's just going to be worse.
It's kind of weird. The three teams I brought up, all of them made moves for wide receivers. The Bills getting Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. People forgot about that. D-Hop. And, of course, the Ravens getting Deontay Johnson.
Now, Joe, what was the Chiefs rumored to do?
Going after Marshawn Lattimore.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. Mm. Man, that sucks because now we don't get to see Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore every year. Those two guys hate each other.
They sure do.
One of my favorite matchups. You don't know if a punch is going to be thrown, but there's a good chance one might be.
That's a twice-a-year matchup there.
They hate each other. But, yeah, like I hope, just looking at it, that we see some of these teams that are cellar dwellers that have no shot of making the postseason – that they take an honest look and move a piece to get something. Like, if you're not keeping a guy and his contract's expiring and you have no aspiration of, you know, signing him in the offseason, even if you do, you still have a chance in the offseason if he hits the open market if you want to bring him back. I don't know why more teams in the NFL aren't looking at expiring contracts and making those moves and trying to get something, even if it's a six-round pick.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this foggy Tuesday morning, but that's okay. We're still digging it. Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Ravens open at 6-point favors, the most they've been favored over Cincinnati since October of 21, a game they lost. Is Vegas overdoing with their predictions for this one? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Brenda. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Freeze joins us at 7:45 as our Terps get ready to battle Coppin State. The Ravens opened a 6-point favors in Vegas, the most they've been favored over the Bengals since October 21. Jeremy Kahn is our resident gambling man. Is that too many points in your opinion? 6 points?
No, not for the way that these two teams have been playing. You know, you look at it, Cincinnati's played better, but they've been close in a lot of those games to losing inferior opponents. Even last week, I know they ended up blowing them out. That was a close game for a long period of time, and then they pulled away in the second half. But no, short week. Ravens offense is just absolutely killing it. I mean, they're coming away with sevens instead of threes when they go on these drives. Seven consecutive drives last week of scoring against a good defense. Some might say one of the better defenses in the league.
Yeah.
So it leads you to believe, like, okay, Cincinnati, you knock them down. Then you get the Steelers next week. You got to do the same thing. And that's a great defense, but I still think you're going to be able to run on them.
Ed, feel like there's too many points?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I know no one listening is used to this, but the Ravens have, I mean, the best offense in the NFL. As far as, you know, they people judge it by yards per game. They're at 446 yards a game is what they're averaging now. It's crazy. Number one in the league. And they're second in a fraction. They're at less than a point behind the Detroit Lions. Lions have 32.3, 31.4 for the Ravens. They score 31 points a game on average. Why would I believe any differently here?
Yeah.
And the Bengals are not a great defensive team.
So you think the Bengals are going to score a lot, but the Ravens are still going to beat them by a touchdown more?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think six points is fine. I just don't think they're going to score a lot.
I think this week's tough. The fact that you get 10 days to get ready for the Steelers is awesome, but getting together and trying to get this going, look, the Cincinnati Bengals cannot stop the run right now. They just can't. So if you come in with the game plan, like I was worried last week, and I know it was the first play of the game, they threw it. Second down, you run it for 5 yards, and then he gets sacked on that first opportunity that the Ravens had after the Broncos turnover. Mm-hmm. I just worried, like, you got to take advantage of every situation you get with Cincinnati, because we can sit here and say what we want. And I've said Joe Burrow, I feel like he's gotten a pass whenever he's been average or bad. But let's be honest, that guy's as good as anybody in this league, and on any given night, he can light your ass up.
Yeah, he can. He can. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think the Ravens get their 30. 30 to 26, 30 to 21, something of that nature. And of course, we'll make our official predictions on Thursday. But I could totally, Jeremy, see that being the score. 30 to 21, 30 to 26, 24.
Yeah. Look, again, with that number and seeing how things are playing out, it feels like it's attainable. The money's kind of split down the middle on Ravens and Bengals. Some people think six is too much. Kind of surprised, too, after the way they handled the Broncos, because revisionist memory is always like, what just happened is what's going to happen the rest of the year. You know,
yeah, of course.
You lose to the Browns, like, this team's not making the playoffs. They stink. Hey, come on. And then all of a sudden you beat a team. Like, are we the best team in the league now again? It's week to week.
Whose voice is that? That was somebody's voice, was it not?
That was Jeremy's voice.
We're the best team in the league now again.
Stop, you don't know.
That was somebody's voice.
No, it wasn't.
410-583-1057. Today is not only election day, it's trade deadline day in the National Football League. And Kevin at Ellicott City wants to talk about it. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you, sir. I'm not as optimistic this particular trade deadline, per se. I won't lie to you, fellas. I know it was not very attainable for a lot of reasons, but, you know, going after a guy like Max Crosby would have been my ideal thing. Unfortunately, at this point, I think Eric DaCosta's stuck like the people you see at the gas station putting air in a tire that doesn't hold air when it comes to our defense. It's just going to be patchwork, patchwork, patchwork. David Ojabo and the projection they had for him has absolutely crushed this defense ability to grow and develop.
I agree.
I don't think we do anything.
Yeah, David Ojabo has been.
I mean, the problem is too is you mentioned Max Crosby. I mean, they've made it clear they don't want to move him. So I mean, you have to rely on, you know, your trade partner. So that's, we can't blame DaCosta for that.
No, he said, "Well, he said, well, trying to put air in, which means he's." I thought it meant that he's trying.
I don't quite
to
understand the analogy.
You put an air in a tire that won't hold air. You know, he's putting it in, but the tire's bad. I think that's what you're saying.
Basically, so I've done this before where your tire's going flat. I actually borrowed your pump. Did I give it back to you?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot about that.
I don't know if you did or not, actually.
I think I did. Yeah, I brought it in. But the point is you just keep filling that tire up even though you know you need to replace it.
You're doing your job, but the tire's not any good. I think that's what I'm saying.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
And the Crosby issue, I agree. Throw the Crosby issue out. But the David Ajabo part is the one I agree with. His lack of growth has been a big issue with this defense.
But I think it was a big expectation asking a guy coming off an injury that missed his whole first year to come in his second year and have an impact as a pass rusher. It takes time.
Is this his second year?
Remember, he missed the first one.
Okay.
So this would be his second year playing, right?
Yeah, 23, 24, you're right.
So again, like we've talked about this before. Remember when they drafted Paul Kruger in the second round, right? It took him 4 years to figure, or 3 years to figure it out. And by the time he did,
he's gone to the Browns.
Yeah.
Now, it says he played two games in 22, but he missed the entire year. I think he played at the end of that season. So I would go with he missed that entire year.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, so yesterday, right, people was texting me, was saying somebody called in on the Ravens, big day, people be celebrating the Ravens, talking about thanks to the Cowboys, we thank you for this, thank you for that, and all this other stuff, man.
Yeah, for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it was a Jerry Jones
I thought the guy was very grateful. I mean, why showing gratitude? Why can't we show gratitude, Rashawn? Aren't you the one that likes to give flowers and all that old foo-foo stuff?
Yeah, man.
All right, the man was giving the Cowboys his flowers.
No, he was being smart, man. You know, like, listen, if Michael Jordan would have got drafted to the Knicks, he probably wouldn't have 6 rings. You know, so
he might have 8.
Yeah, he might not have quit in the middle of his career come back.
Dude, no matter where that cat got drafted, he was getting rings. Maybe it's not 6. Who knows? It's the best player in the history of the league.
The best line that Bobby Knight ever had. He said the Blazers should have taken Jordan. Well, the Blazers needed a center. Well, draft Jordan and play him at center.
Yeah.
Sam Bowie, man. Yeah. But listen, man, Jerry Jones is making some big splashes today, man. We can see you. I got word, man. Like, watch. He's playing chess, man. Yeah. He's playing chess.
Where's he going to trade that $80 million cap hit for Dak next year? Where are you moving that to?
Man, I don't know what's going on with that, man. But we got the Rush man in, man. We got Cooper Rush in. So this offense is going to be looking very different under Cooper Rush. So teams ain't have time to plan for him or game plan for him.
They're concerned.
So the Cowboys season starts this Sunday, actually, man. Like,
it does.
Clean slate.
It does.
You know who the Cowboys are? The Cowboys are the guy you play in one-on-one and you go up 6-0 and he goes, all right, now I'm ready. That's what you're doing?
So the Cowboys get a clean slate. So 3-5 is out the window. They start 0-0 this Sunday. They're still 3-5, man.
Yeah, they are. We got a little hole to dig, man, but they're going to get up out of it. And my homeboy Lorenzo, listen, Lorenzo had a good reason why they lost, too, man.
I hope his reason wasn't what was on that video.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's another story, man.
A story I don't want to hear or see again.
Yeah,
but listen, man, like, listen, you know the time change, right? And the Cowboys had to travel from a different time zone. And, you know, it was like basically a 2-hour time change, man. So they was playing like on 11 o'clock time schedule, man. It was a 1 o'clock game.
Man.
And I'm like, they shouldn't have teams traveling like that on the weekends with a time go back, coming from a different time zone.
Well, how are they supposed to play the other teams? All right.
Half the league had to do that.
Sean, have a good one, man. Let's go to Dundalk, get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
He's reaching.
Fellas, good morning. Hey, got a quick question for y'all. The greatest show on turf. Did they have a top 10 defense when they won them Super Bowls?
Yes, they did.
They were top 5 the first one.
Wasn't Lovie Smith the DC for a while there? I think he was there for a while.
Because you had DeMarco Farr. Yeah. And, I mean, there was a talent.
So your point just got shot, didn't it?
No, because I was wondering, because like, I'm looking at like Denver, I'm looking at the Jets. They got great defenses, but they not going to the Super Bowl.
I know, but your point of the world's greatest show on turf getting to the Super Bowl without a top 10 defense was shot. Because that's the point you were going to make.
I was.
I know. Right. So, Lovie Smith was there 01 to 03.
I'm trying to.
He became the Chicago Bears head coach after that.
Yeah, but when they won their when the Rams won their first one, he wouldn't have been
there. No, he wouldn't have been there. He was there during that greatest show on turf era, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But he got fired after a 10-6 season.
Yeah. Lovie? Yeah, he did. He absolutely did.
How's that guy get older and look better with that gray ass beard? Like, it's the whitest beard you'd ever want to see.
And it works on him. Tell you who it does not work on?
Me.
Emmitt Smith. Oh. Emmitt Smith. I would ditch that.
Well, you got to be careful. You bring up his name, Jerry Jones might sign him and bring him back to run. Can't be any worse than Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott.
Real quick. Overall, the defense, they had a top 10 defense. They were number 4. They fell for a year. They won in the 99, right?
Yeah.
The defense was ranked 4th in the NFL in 1999. Yeah.
People forget about that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. But Brendan Fries joins us on the other side as Maryland Ladies Terp. It's tip-off tonight right here on The Fan. 7:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, the great Brenda Fries, University of Maryland women's basketball coach. What's going on, coach?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm not doing good right now because I got complete tunnel vision. I'm coming down for the Coppin game. And I said, you get ready to tip off this season. And last night, right in my backyard, you had UMBC win for you last night, 74-32. Tell us about this team this year. What are the new faces?
Oh yeah, a lot of new faces, a lot of experience that we were able to bring in out of the portal. I think we were really able to address kind of some of our needs. You know, just the rebounding, what size was a big one. We out rebounded them by 30 last night. 3-point shooting, didn't shoot it last night as I had hoped, but first game out, and you know, we're able to add that depth. So it was big when we had a lot of fouls that were called, 42 fouls in the game last night. So able to extend to our bench, which was able to help us through it.
The whistles worked.
Yeah, they did. They certainly did.
Damn. That sounds a little excessive. I don't know. You have Duke coming up. How do you guys match up against them?
Yeah, no, we're really excited. You know, it's been since 2015, back when we had that Final Four team, since we played them. I mean, our fans know that, you know, the rivalry that we've had in back in the ACC, and it's going to be, you know, a great matchup. We're ranked 18th, they're in number 11. It's a red out, so hoping that a lot of fans want to come out and take an early look at this team and see what makes them so special.
So just getting, you know, this team ready, and you talked about the transfer portal. It seems like some coaches are trying to embrace it. There's a lot of new things in college basketball. How has the change been for you with obviously all the things that are going on now?
Yeah, you have to be able to adapt. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind. And I think we've seen great success out of the portal. We've been able to, you know, when you look at a roster and you have some needs, we've been able to go after it. We're Maryland, so we've been able to, you know, just bring in a wealth of talent, players that want to put on the Maryland jersey. And you can see from the talent that we were able to bring in, experience. You don't have to go through kind of that first year where you have so many nerves and you're working through the kinks. We were able to bring in a lot of experience, so it's been very helpful for us.
Brendan Fries joins us. Maryland basketball now 1-0 on the year. Now, Brendan, you talk about wearing that Maryland jersey. Big part of recruiting is keeping the best players at home. Last night you were at UMBC. UMBC didn't come to you, and of course, in a couple of days you have Coppin State University. I'm sorry. How important is it for you not only to play the local schools, but to do what you did last night? I remember you going to Loyola. I remember you going to Towson. How important is it for you to get out and about for these players to see you and to want to be a part of the Maryland Terps?
Yeah, it's an important piece. And, you know, so many of our fans, and, you know, an example last night, there was a family of 5 that waited around to get an autograph, and they had their UMBC jerseys on, but it was really neat that, you know, they were exposed to our team and our program. And that's the impact you want to make on young children. I think for a lot of our fans, they come from different directions. So it is nice when you can go up to Baltimore and maybe a little closer drive for them. And we love supporting our local schools. You know, anytime we can play up in Baltimore, George Mason, we can play within our region. We love to find those games and schools that want to play us.
Now, I could be seeing things, but it looks like a whole lot of Big Ten schools are ranked very high this year. How tough is the Big Ten?
It's going to be extremely tough. And you see over half the league is ranked. So I've said this, that when we play this season, it's going to feel like an NCAA tournament game every time out. It's going to be critical. We only have one double. Everyone else you play only once. So when you talk about tiebreaker and where you're going to fall in the standings, it's going to be critical each and every home and road game to the success that you have.
Coach, I want to ask you about the growth of women's basketball, not only on the collegiate level, but the pro level. It seems like there's more eyes on it now. A lot of people attribute it to the Caitlin Clark effect, but I think there's a lot of factors with it, her being primarily the biggest one. But what are your thoughts on just seeing this growth, and do you think it continues to grow? Because it's been a lot of fun, and I'm actually glad that I'm actually watching more now.
It really is. It's been a long time coming. When I look at, you know, just the evolution of the sport and how long I've been from being a player to all the years in coaching, the fact that, you know, we were able to get so many eyes on it, and the Caitlin Clark effect that you spoke of, now is just a huge responsibility for all of us to continue to put the best product out on the floor, so people now, as they're watching, will continue to stay. And I think that has been exciting when you've seen, you know, all these WNBA games that sold out arenas, the amount of fans that are coming out to watch these teams play, and we just want to be able to continue to build on the momentum.
Coaches, it's funny how the it comes full circle. I remember being at Towson Catholic while you were recruiting Mirage Strickland. I was trying to get Candace Walker, and now Candace Hill is the coach, now known as Candace Hill after her marriage, is a coach that you went against last night at UMBC. The cycle just continues.
It really does, and she's going to do a great job there. I can't say enough about Candace and what a great hire. She's going to build that thing the right way. She's got the enthusiasm and the passion, and it just means, Rob, that you and I have been in this thing for a very long time.
true. Coach, good luck to you on the 7th against Cobb, and of course, good luck as you take on the powerhouse, one powerhouse against another when Duke comes into town. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Sounds good. Go Terps.
Go Terps. Thanks a lot. That's Coach Brenda Freeze, the Maryland Terps.
We got both coaches on today. It's basketball season, baby.
Devin Willard at 9 o'clock. True story, Candace Hill, who's the UMBC coach, I tried to get her out of high school. Mm-hmm. When she went to, the first time I ran into Brenda Freeze and had a conversation, but just tell you how long ago it was, Towson Catholic was still open. It's closed now. She was recruiting Mirage Strickland. I was trying to get Candace Walker, and now Candace Walker got married as Candace Hill, squared off against Brenda Freeze last night.
That's pretty cool. It's funny. I forget how long. I interviewed Brenda. They sent us down to College Park to meet her when she first came here. That's a long time ago.
Yes.
How many years is she here?
Yes. Okay. I mean, what was it? 06 when she won a national championship, damn. I think it was 06, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, she's been here a long time, man. I mean, first, a lot of people thought she was here for the next job. Now she's made Maryland that next job.
Yeah.
She's been here since 02.
It's funny. It was different talking to her about the transfer portal, because Maryland's ranked every year in ladies, you know, basketball. So I think to them it's a big advantage, but to other schools I think it's a big disadvantage. So you get a very different perspective from a coach that, yeah, they want to put on the, yeah, you're right, they want to put on a Terps jersey.
Well, it works
if you're playing ladies basketball.
It works both ways for her though. She loses quite a bit too in the transfer portal. Oh yeah. She lost it. Angel Reese.
That's true, yeah.
You know, she lost Howard DeBowie, kid we sent to her, transferred to Virginia.
Well, she sounded a lot more perky than a lot of coaches I speak to when I asked that question.
You know why? Because, you know, it's like, well, we lost her, but we got her.
Yeah, exactly.
We lost her, but we got her.
That's what they did favors, you know.
And sometimes you wonder, Jeremy, whether some of these players enter the transfer portal, not Angel, of course, but some of these players enter the transfer portal because they see what's coming in next.
You got people making business decisions all the time. Mm-hmm. And then part of me, like the DJ Ugalele thing in like going from Clemson to Oregon State to then to Florida State, like I start to worry about some of these guys that are bouncing around all over the place. But again, there might be some politics going on, like you're talking about. Oh, they're bringing in this freshman? That person may replace me. The other thing I found cool is you talked about the top 25. They add UCLA, Washington, Oregon, USC. And USC.
Yeah.
USC's 3 and UCLA's 5.
Yeah.
Like, good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
By the way,
Juju.
Speaking of leaving because somebody's coming, you may remember this, Ed. I still remember an interview with Jeremy Shockey. Yeah. Jeremy Shockey said, well, they said, why did you leave Miami? That was a good team. He said, because they had Kellen Winslow Jr. coming in.
Right.
You want to compete with that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know how many kids transfer into that portal because they look at what's coming in. 410-583-1057. As Jeremy Kahn said, we have Kevin Willard, men's basketball coach for the University of Maryland at 9. But on the other side, we're going to dive into film with the master kid. That's right, Kim McCusick joining us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.